WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
We recently received a question from Richard asking why the United States sticks with the Fahrenheit scale for temperature while the rest of the world uses Celsius. Well, that's an interesting question, Richard, and I probably don't have a good answer to the why part, but let's look at a little of the history of the Fahrenheit scale. The Fahrenheit scale of temperature was proposed in 1724 by Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit, a Polish-born Dutch physicist who lived from 1686 to 1736 and for whom the scale is named. Most temperature scales are defined by two points, the freezing point of water and the boiling point of water, as defined at sea level and standard atmospheric pressure. His original scale was actually defined by three points: 0 point for the temperature in brine, second point at 32 degrees for a mixture of ice and water, and the third point, 96 degrees, was the approximate temperature of the human body, something then called blood heat. Fahrenheit's work was influenced by Ole Rømer, whom Fahrenheit had met, but Fahrenheit wanted to eliminate the fractions found in Rømer's work and increase the granularity of the scale. The Fahrenheit scale was the primary temperature standard for climatic, industrial, and medical purposes in English-speaking countries until the 1960s. In the late 1960s and 70s, the Celsius scale replaced the Fahrenheit scale so that by the end of the 20th century, much of the world used the Celsius scale. The Fahrenheit scale remains the official scale for the Bahamas, Belize, the Cayman Islands, Palau, the United States, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. The U.S. passed the Metric Conversion Act of 1975, which gave official federal sanction for the U.S. to convert to the metric system. The U.S. Metric Board, a 17-member group, was disbanded in 1985 during the Reagan administration in a move to save money and reduce the size of government. The scale used for temperature was a topic of great discussion during the board's existence, but no consensus could be arrived at for going to the Celsius scale. There was significant resistance to going to the metric system in the United States, and many people felt that the range of temperature values in the Fahrenheit scale, 0 to 100 degrees, better related to the range of temperatures a person is likely to experience in daily life. As a final note, it is interesting that in many countries where the metric system is the standard, unregulated areas such as journalism often use both values. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.